The Bureau of Meteorology yesterday officially turned on a new weather radar at the remote community of Warrawee, which is on South Goulburn Island, which is off the coast of Arnhem Land. Now, that region is no stranger to cyclones, but it has been a bit of a black spot in terms of coverage and monitoring for the Weather Bureau. But that has now changed. They've got a radar out there. Vicky Kerrigan had a chat with Elder Bunna Galaminda, who said it was a real day of celebration for the community.
At the moment, the school kids are dancing traditional dance. You can hear in the background the clapsticks and the didgeridoo. Young ladies and older women teaching the younger ladies dancing. It's celebrating. We are grateful. We're happy that the meteorology guys, or the weather people, have chosen Warrawee to set up this radar. We're very grateful. I mean, why? They could have gone to somewhere else in another community, but because Warrawee is located in the centre of Arnhem Land, so it's an ideal place.
Now, do you get many cyclones at Warrawee? Because this is a cyclone radar.
Almost every year, there's cyclone warning. With the radar set up now, I think we'll have a better information, quicker information, accurate information regarding cyclones every year.
So that's Bunna Galaminda from Warrawee talking about the official launch of a radar out there on South Goulburn Island. Ange Prasad's at the Weather Bureau. G'day, Ange.
Hi there, Matt.
Hey, tell us why the Bureau's decided to install a radar on South Goulburn Island.
It's simply to better monitor the north coast of the Northern Territory. And as you've just mentioned, that it's a great tool for severe weather events such as thunderstorms, floods, including tropical cyclones, yes, it's we had a hole in that part of the region, and now it's we don't have a hole anymore.
If I could just get you a little bit closer to your mic there and tell us, it's obviously a great benefit for that region. Will it help the territory at large when it comes to things like cyclone forecasting?
Oh, absolutely. It's a high-resolution Doppler radar, and by Doppler I mean that it gives velocity values as well. So it's a state-of-the-art tool to help the Bureau monitor all sorts of severe weather events.
And so what does it look like out there at Warrawee?
Oh, physically it's a tall tower with a dome on top. So if you've seen a radar before, there's a radar on top of the Bureau building in Darwin. It's similar to that, except it's on the ground. So it's got a tall tower at the bottom and then a dome at the top.
Right. And I'm pretty sure I actually heard Bunna yesterday say that it's on pretty much a sacred site purely so the kids won't go out there and fiddle with it. Have you heard that story?
No, not really.
No, yeah, apparently that's what they've done. They thought, we'll put it out on a special site so that no one touches it. And I guess that just shows how much it means to that community.
Not only the community, I think for the entire north coast of the territory, it's a great tool. You know, for the bureau, its forecasters to help us provide better monitoring capability, better forecasts for the people of the top end.